Just to play in the football game. Willis is going to kick it. Reese is back at his own 40. Miley and Hodgins will stand around the LSU 12 or 13 yard line. And Reese will kick the ball straight down the field. He gets one that's going to go to Miley. He's going to let it drop in the end zone. And again, the Tigers will have the football on a touchback at the LSU 20. With the man in the wings with his hand on the curtain and ready to pull it. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play. The Tigers have Burt Jones at quarterback. And 80 yards to go to tie it up. Addy at fullback. Bannon at tailback. Tagley and Lagoon are in the game as receivers. Tagley to the right. Brad Kelly, who can touch the ball, is to the right. High behind Burt Jones. First down from the 20. Jones going back to throw. Wasting no time putting it in the air. He pumps one time. Two. Six. Tagley. Beautiful at the 40-yard line. He's at the 43. First down on the 23-yard gain. And Jones stood like a man in the pocket. Put tight. And let Tagley run his route. And then he put the ball between defenders into the mittens of Gerald Tagley. And it's first down. Tigers at the 43. Jones again has the Tigers ready. 2:25 to play. Rebels lead 16 to 10. The Tigers clawing from behind. Here's Bannon spinning. Killed by McKenzie at the 48-yard line. He picks up five. It's second down and five to go. 2.5 minutes to play. 2:28 to play. The Tigers have second down and about five from their 48. Trying to make all this time to the middle and then let the ball to the outside from the air. Two receivers to the left, and Jones going back to throw, ready to pass. He's not going to get it away. Breaks the tackle, but now he's way down on his 39-yard line by Big Ken Williams. And Jones is being trapped by a hard rush, and the Rebels are not doing as a lot of teams have been doing against LSU. Rushing 3 men and defending 8. And they're rushing 4, 5, and 6 men, and that's the problem as the Tigers set down more receivers and leaving Jones more vulnerable. Third down and 14 to go. The Tigers up there, 39. Jones to pump it in the air again. Clean pass to Reese Bannon. Bannon at the 45. Bannon at the 50. Bannon at the 49. Short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and 2 for the Tigers at the Ole Miss 49-yard line. Now again, the Tigers made a crucial decision with a minute 20 to play in the game. No choice but to go for it. Fourth down and 2. And if the Tigers don't get the first down here, the Rebels will have put off the lights on the Tigers. Let's see what LSU can do. The Rebels are girding for the offensive power of the Tigers. Jones may go to the air with it. He will. He shoots to Ledoux. Ledoux has it. First down. He's out of bounds on the LSU. At the Rebel 39-yard line, Henry Ward nearly on the play. And Jones rifled the ball accurately to Ledoux. Down 41 yards in the drive, and now have less than a minute to play. 59 seconds to play in the game. Jones needs to put it in the end zone. He has scored 10 touchdown passes this year, 7 of them to Gerald Tagley. He has Tagley Ledoux to the right. He has remaining back Ken Eddy, the block boy. Let's see what the Tigers can do with it now. First down at the 39, all this territory. Jones all night to throw. Just went off the board. Boy, gets out of bounds at the 30-yard line. 52 seconds to play. And it's going to be second down and a yard to go. Keith Markball makes the stop and rolls Brad Boy out of the field of play about a yard and a half short of the first down. Just outside the Ole Miss 30. Make it to 31. It'll be second down and about 2. Back in the game, cleared out Ken Williams. He's been a big play man for the Rebels in this game. Ledoux to the left side, Boyd up to the right. Gerald Tagley tucked in tightly on this formation. Second down and 2. The Tigers need the first down. Here's Boyd ready to throw. Left-handed pass over Ledoux in the end zone. He misses the ball in the end zone. No good. Brad Boyd delivers the ball to Jimmy Ledoux in the end zone, and he couldn't hold it. Brad Boyd, tight end, threw that ball left-handed. He put it on the mark, but it's incomplete. Ledoux in the end zone. 43 seconds to play. Third down and two. The two again to the left. And again, Pegley is tucked in tightly on the right. So is Brad Boyd. Now the Tigers have to get the first down. Here is Bannon at right guard. Will he get it or not? It's going to be very close. 37 seconds to play. 35. Timeout is called by the LSU Tigers. Actually, the officials on the play, they want to measure 33 seconds of playing time remaining. And a cliffhanger is coming down to the final moment here at Tiger Stadium. And the Tigers do not have a first down. Do not have a first down. And so they'll have to try the running play, no doubt, to get the first down here with 33 seconds to play, and then try to call a timeout. LSU has one timeout remaining in this game. So Jones will take the ball, and he hands off to Bannon. Bannon gets the first down, and he's down to the LSU, the Ole Miss 24-yard line. First down, 20 seconds to play in the game. The Tigers are not going to use their timeout. Clock starts, 19 seconds to play. 17, Jones back to throw. He shoots it. It's exactly, he's not out of bounds. He's got the 20-yard line complete. Timeout in the game. 10 seconds to play. Begley was trying desperately to get out of bounds. 10 seconds to play. The LSU Tigers have second down and six at the Ole Miss 20-yard line. The Rebels lead the Tigers 16 to 10. And the Tigers have been locked back on their heels in the second half by a charging Ole Miss team. And so Bert Jones is over on the near side talking with LSU coaching staff members. Coach McClendon and his Tigers. Coach McClendon and Coach Tigers have beaten the Rebels only twice. 64 and 2 years ago. And the Tigers have beaten the Rebels twice in 10 years. And have only won one game in the last four. Here's Jones now with 10 seconds to play. Stepping back into the Tiger huddle. The LSU team is at the Ole Miss 20-yard line with 10 seconds to play. The Bulls couldn't hold a pass from Brad Boyd in the end zone. It was within 6 points to tie it up. As it is, the Tigers really have their back to the wall here. Davis out of the eye. Jones with the ball. Rolling back to throw one. Looking for a receiver. He pumps one time. Hit down the way. Incomplete. Interference call against Harry Harrison, who almost intercepted the pass at the 10-yard line. But the interference against Ole Miss with 4 seconds to play. And so, time for one play in the game. 4 seconds to go in the game. Interference against the Ole Miss Rebels at the 10, and it's first down and about goal to go for the Tigers. But all of that means nothing unless the Tigers can get the football in the end zone on this play. And a big season rides on this play, and the right arm of Bert Jones, he's back to throw, shoots to the goal, incomplete in the end zone with 1 second left to go. 1 second to go. The pass was broken up by Stan Morley in the end zone. And twice the Tigers have gone to Ledoux in the end zone. And still no marbles. 1 second to play. And so time will run out on the next one. Al Coffey is coming into the game in place of Ledoux. Timeout is called in the game by the Ole Miss Rebels with 1 second to play in the game. 1 second to go. The Rebels lead the Tigers 16-10. And this game, a big surprise in the season, is going right down to the wire with the Rebels in control on the strength of a beautiful Rebel effort in the second half. Timeout in the game. The score with 1 second to go. Rebels 16, Tigers 10. Time will run out when the ball is snapped here. The Tigers have the ball first down Second down it is at the 10-yard line, Ole Miss territory. Here is the game over. Jones back to throw, looking for a receiver. He has Davis. It is. Thank you.